This is continuing coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Okay.
Unmuted.
Now, Trooper Proctor, are you familiar with conversations that within the same text communication, some of your personal phone with colleagues of yours at the state police?
Yes.
And Your Honor, may I approach?
Yes.
Your Honor, may I approach the witness?
Yes.
Showing you another document, sir. Before I get into that, though, if I could turn your attention back to some of the comments on the language used in the January 29th and February 1st or 2nd text communications among your friend group. With reference to that particular time frame and the language that you used, what sort of information had you gathered to that point, and why would you say or use that particular language in your, particularly in your descriptions of the defendant?
So this is, you know, 16, 18 hours later, and we conducted multiple interviews. We
knew, speak up.
Conducted multiple interviews. We knew Mr. O'Keefe never went into Fairview Road. We knew there was one shoe at the scene, one shoe at the hospital. Mr. O'Keefe's, based off Mr. O'Keefe's injuries, Ms. Reed's statements when Sergeant Buchanan and I interviewed her, her broken taillight, the missing taillight, some taillight pieces found at the scene, the compelling evidence pointing directly at Ms. Reed that she struck Mr. O'Keefe with her vehicle, led me to make those comments. Whether, like I said, it was not, they weren't professional comments, but based on the day's investigation, it was clear that Ms. Reed had struck Mr. O'Keefe with their vehicle.
Sir, if I could turn your attention to the documents before you, do you recognize those?
I do.
And as far as the participants in that particular conversation, who were the participants listed there?
It's Trooper David DiCicco and myself.
And Trooper DiCicco and yourself both work within the same unit with the state police, is that correct?
That's correct.
And beyond the professional relationship you have with yourself, between yourself and Trooper DiCicco, how would you characterize your relationship, generally speaking?
We're buddies, you know, we golf together, hang outside of work, you know, our kids play together, so I'd say, you know, we're friends.
Now, within the, again, as far as the first message sent, date and time, and last message sent, date and time within this conversation, if you could describe that for the jury.
First message sent, date and time, March 17th, 2022, 11:08 a.m. Last message sent, date and time, August 18th, 2022, 6:08 a.m.
And again, the number of messages listed within this text chain?
87.
And fair to say the documents before you do not contain 87 text messages, correct?
That's correct, sir.
Now, just in general terms, if you have an opportunity to just look at the first couple pages there, fair to say those are just sort of jokes that you have going back and forth between yourself and Trooper DiCicco. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Now, if I could turn your attention specifically to page 2632. And these are text messages starting on April 28th, 2022 at 10:52 in the morning. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, what was the time again, sir?
April 28th, 2022, 10:52 a.m.
Yes, correct.
And again, sir, with reference to this page, if you could Read the content to the jury and please indicate whom is speaking at each respective times.
Okay. I sat out without a doubt. He's got diarrhea of the mouth too. Trooper DeChico, rookie move, not going into a meeting with the ME and getting that homicide determination. I respond, Yuri and I had two conference calls with her, sent her numerous photos, etc. We laid out the entire case for her. Trooper DeChico responds, not good enough, should have had me or Jeff do it. I respond, if you two did it, she would have made it accidental or natural causes.
And can you explain the context of those communications or what exactly is it that you and Trooper DeChico are talking about in that communication?
Okay. So the ME is the medical examiner. They conducted the autopsy of Mr. O'Keefe. In our office, it's kind of a little bit of a locker room.
Hold on. Wait for the ambulance and then speak up. The jurors can't hear you way back where the court officer's standing.
So like I said, the ME stands for medical examiner. They conducted the autopsy of Mr. O'Keefe. I guess I'll address the conference calls Sergeant Buchanan and I had with the medical examiner. The doctor had some questions as to the facts and evidence, kind of what had transpired, which is common. You know, even if it's a homicide, I've had many calls with the medical examiner's office, even if it's a suicide or overdose, always with a homicide, the doctor wants to know what transpired. Trooper DeChico and myself, we kind of like to bust each other's chops, go back and forth. So that's what he meant by saying, rookie move, not going into a meeting with the ME and getting that homicide determination. The original determination came back.
Sustained. Next question, Mr. Lowen.
Now, as far as attending the autopsy, is that something that typically someone within your office would do, within your unit would do with regard to any sort of death investigation?
Yes.
And do you know who attended the autopsy of Mr. O'Keefe in this specific case?
Trooper Connor Keefe.
And so as far as Trooper DeChico's reference to you not going in or Sergeant Mechanic not going in, is that what you believe Trooper DeChico was referring to in that message?
Objection.
Sustained as to the form.
You indicated that you and Trooper DeChico bust each other's chops. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
And can you describe a little more, expound upon that as far as the nature of your relationship and sort of the text messages that you exchange in this and then other communications that you have?
Basically, just, you know, kind of needling each other, and him doing that is by saying, texting me, rookie move, not going into meeting with the medical examiner. So that's a perfect example of him kind of just needling me, which we do on a daily basis.
And as far as your interpretation of that, did you interpret that as a serious comment or something said in jest?
I interpreted that as a typical joke from Trooper DeChico.
Now, may I approach to retrieve?
Yes.
May I approach him?
Yes.
Showing you another document, asking, do you recognize that?
Yes.
Do you recognize that?
Text messages between myself and Trooper DeChico.
And again, what is the first message sent, date and time, last message sent, date and time, and number of messages contained therein?
First message sent, date and time, April 28th, 2022 at 1:09 p.m. Last message sent, date and time, April 28th, 2022, 4:45 p.m.
And the number of messages, sir?
Four.
And if you could read the contents of those messages contained therein, please indicate who speaks.
So I sat out, of course it's undetermined. She was a whack job. Tributed Chico responds, "Dear God, WTF, what the hell is inconclusive about the whole thing?"
And as far as your indication there, as far as she was a whack job, who are you referring to there?
Miss Reed.
Now, as far as the undetermined of what you're talking about, what is sort of the content or the context of this conversation?
That would be the manner of death was determined to be undetermined by the medical examiner's office.
And so I ask you again, as far as your reference there in the bottom of the first page, as far as she was a whack job, whom do you believe you're referring to there?
Again,
Ms. Reed or the medical examiner?
Ms. Reed.
May I approach, Your
Honor? Yes. I'll take just a second for the counsel. Donna, can you approach briefly on this packet?
You are unmuted.
May I approach the witness, Sean?
Yes.
They're handing you another set of documents. View those, look up when you're finished. Do you recognize those, sir?
Yes, I do.
And what do you recognize those to be?
Another text thread between myself, Trooper DeChico, and Trooper Kukowski.
And Trooper Kukowski is another trooper within your unit in the state police, is that correct?
Yes.
And again, if you could read from the first message sent, date and time, and the last message sent, date and time.
First message sent, date and time, 5/24/2022, 9:21 p.m. Last message sent, date and time, 8/24/2022, 4:56 p.m.
And as far as the number of messages indicated within this text chain between yourself, Trooper Kukowski, and Trooper DeChico?
494.
Fair to say the documents before you do not contain 494 text messages, correct?
Correct.
Just in reference to that first page 2635, first message sent, that's May 24th, 2022, around 9:21 p.m., is that correct?
Yes.
And that's a message sent from Trooper Kukowski, is that correct?
Correct.
And what is that?
Appears to be a picture of a toy Santa Claus.
Now, sir, if I could direct your attention to page 2644. If I could direct you to the bottom of the page, sir, and see the text from yourself at June 9th, 2022 at 11:19 p.m.
Yes.
Very bottom of the page. And, Your Honor, may I approach just to point it out?
Yes.
Yeah, I see it, sir. Okay.
If you could read what you wrote on June 9th, 2022, around that time, sir.
If you like women who shit themselves.
And again, sir, what is it that you're referring to there?
Again, a regrettable comment I made about Ms. Reed's medical condition.
Now, if I could direct you to the following page, 2645. And again, if you could read from that page as far as who is, and indicate to the jury who is speaking and what is being said on page 2645.
I'm speaking right now. The statement she made tonight at age 7 was mental. Thank Christ it was on BWC, which is body worn camera. Trooper Kukowski responds, that's her, smoke. Trooper Kukowski again, what'd she say? I respond, said the Alberts beat the shit out of O'Keefe, left him for dead, and that's why her taillight was cracked. She's gross. Trooper DeChico, oh, fuck her, bitch.
Thank you, sir. May I approach to retrieve, Your Honor?
Yes.
Sir, with reference to that last bit, as far as June 9th, 2022, what was going on that day in reference to this matter again?
Ms. Reed was being processed at the Milton Barracks.
Thank you. I may have just a moment, Your Honor.
Yes. Yes.
Can we give another set of documents to recognize those?
I do.
What do you recognize those to be?
Another text thread with members from my office, troopers.
And who are the troopers that are listed within that?
Trooper Chris Moore, Trooper Jeff Kukowski, Lieutenant John Fanning, Trooper Dave DeChico, and Sergeant Yuri Buchanek.
And what is the first message sent, date and time?
That would be 5/26/2022 at 8:19 p.m. Last message sent, date and time, 8/26/2022, 5:36 p.m.
And what is listed as far as the number of messages within this chain?
651.
And fair to say, the documents before you do not contain all 651 of those messages within this chain. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, sir, if I could direct your attention to page 2682. You see a message sent from Trooper DeChico on August 17th, 2022 at 9:42 p.m.
Yes.
And is that an image contained on the next page, which is 2683?
Yes, it is.
And what is the image of?
That is a picture of Mr. Yannetti, appears to be from quite some time ago.
Now, turning your attention to the next page, 2684. And there's a response from you, August 17th, 2022 at 9:44 p.m. Is that correct?
Sorry, sir. Go with the date and time again, please.
Sure. Page 2684, 8/17/2022, 9:44 p.m.
Yes.
You see there's like sort of three responses from you?
I have you now.
If you could just read the three responses from yourself, sir.
Okay, so these came from me. Funny, I'm going through his retarded client's phone. No nude so far. I hate that man. I truly hate him.
Now, with reference to the investigation at this point, when you're talking about his client's phone, who are you referring to?
Ms. Reed.
And with regards to the phone at that point. Can you describe for the jury sort of what's going on during this time period of August 17th, 2022 in regard to Ms. Reed's phone?
So after obtaining a search warrant for Ms. Reed's phone, we weren't able to extract any data from it until August of 2023. Troopers in my office knew I was going through the phone that evening. I was most interested in location data, text messages, Google searches. That was the update I gave the troopers in the office. It was a distasteful joke. I should have gave a proper update instead of that. I wasn't able to go through the phone as thoroughly as possible because I came across some text between an attorney and Ms. Reed, so I had to stop going through her phone, and it made my supervisors aware of those communications.
Now, just in reference to what you had just said, this is in August of 2022, is that correct?
Correct.
So after a search warrant is obtained for the defendant's phone, where did it go? You indicated you gave it to Trooper Guarino, and where did it go from there?
Trooper Guarino essentially hooks it up to a device called Gray Key, where it tries every possible combination passcodes in order to access the data contained in the phone.
And at that time, when you retrieved it pursuant to the search warrant, you didn't have the passcode to the defendant's phone, is that correct?
Correct.
So that device is designed to sort of go through numbers and try to find a combination to get into the phone, correct?
Correct.
And so from the time that you had seized it in late January, or on January 29th, 2022, until this date in August of 2022, had you been able to get into the phone or see anything in the phone in those intervening months or 7 months between January and August?
No.
And so then at this time that you're sending this text message in August of 2022, is that around the time that you were first able to access the phone?
Objection.
I'll allow it.
Yes, that was the first time we were able to have access to the phone.
And with reference to your access to the phone, were you looking for nudes or anything like that in regard to the defendant?
Objection.
I'll allow it.
You know, like I stated, I was most interested in Ms. Reed's location data, text communications, Google searches, things of that nature. More evidence contained within the phone.
And so, sir, you mentioned at some point you came across some information that caused you to sort of freeze your looking through the phone, is that correct?
Yes.
And so as far as that specific time period in August of 2022, when was the next time that you or any troopers from your office were able to actually look in any extraction of the defendant's phone?
So once I came across that text communication that took place on the 29th, between Ms. Reed and an attorney, the phone had to be sent off to what they call a taint team to remove any attorney-client privilege information from the phone, and then it would be returned to us as well as defense received a copy of that as well. I'm not positive on the time. It was quite a long turnaround for that process to have be completed.
Sometime at least in the spring or summer of 2023. Does that sound about right?
It sounds about right.
May I approach to retrieve, Your Honor?
Yes.
May I have one moment, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I have no further questions, Your Honor.
All right, so I'm going to see you at sidebar so I don't interrupt your cross.
You are unmuted.
All right, so just before you start then, so we'll finish at 4. We're trying to figure out the schedule. This time I'm going to meet with the lawyers and witnesses. We're trying to work all that out, but as it looks right now, I thought it was going to interfere with another day this week. As it looks right now, it may not. At the most, it will be half an afternoon or something, maybe on Friday, but it does now look good that we'll be able to continue with this. We're out tomorrow, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday will be full days, and we'll be able to keep moving. All right. All right, Mr. Jackson, go right ahead.
Thank you. Trooper Proctor, in the summer of 2022, August 17th specifically, you were sitting at your desk, presumably alone at your office, at about 10 p.m. at night going through my client's personal cell phone, correct?
Yes, sir.
As a matter of fact, you were sitting there texting with your friends and colleagues at Massachusetts State Police about you going through her personal cell phone. Is that right?
Correct, sir.
And that included Trooper DeChico. Is that right?
DeChico, yes, sir.
Trooper Fanning, Trooper Buchnick, Trooper Moore, and Trooper Kutskowski?
Kukowski.
Tell me that again?
Kukowski.
Kukowski.
Yes, sir.
All right. All the consonants are silent. Fair enough. Trooper Fanning and Trooper Buchnick are your supervisors?
Yes.
And you were bragging to all five of them that you were going through Karen Reed's cell phone about 9:45 at night.
Objection.
I'll allow it.
Is that right?
No, I wasn't bragging, sir.
How did you refer to Ms. Reed in that text exchange where you informed them that you were going through her phone?
I used regrettable language. I said I'm going through his retarded client's phone right now.
You were shown a photograph of my colleague, Mr. Unetti, correct?
Yes.
May I approach?
Yes.
Same document I need. Oh, Your Honor, I think the court has the copy that I was going to use.
Oh, I thought I gave him back to you.
You'd received a photograph. Actually, Your Honor, if I could, I would ask that this document be marked as next in order. The assuming the witness verifies its authenticity.
So go ahead.
Do you recognize this document?
I do, sir.
Same document that you were shown, copy of the same document that you were shown by Mr. Iannetti, correct?
Mr. Lally.
I've done that twice. Mr. Lally.
Correct.
All right. Is that a true and accurate reflection of the text messages that you were exchanging with Chris Moore, Jeff Kukowski, John Fanning, Vito DeChico, and Yuri Buchanan?
Yes.
I'd ask that this be marked.
Okay. Any objection?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, I'll see you inside down there. Have that, please.
Yes, ma'am.
You are unmuted.
567, Your Honor. Okay. And then I would ask you to give it back to the witness, please.
Thanks.
May I inquire, Your Honor?
Yes.
Trooper Proctor, Trooper DeChico had sent you a photograph of my colleague, Mr. Unetti, correct?
Yes.
Your Honor, because of the technical issue, I'm not going to display on the television. May I display this hard copy briefly?
Sure.
Thank you. You see that, gentlemen?
I do, sir.
Is that the photograph that you received?
Yes.
Is that what you referred to on direct examination with Mr. Lally about receiving a photograph from Mr. Unetti?
Correct.
And then your response was what?
I hate that man. I truly hate that man.
Actually, your response was, I'm going through his retarded client's phone right now, correct?
Yes, after the picture, sir, yes.
Who's the retarded client?
I was referring to Ms. Reed, again, unprofessional language.
I'm asking who you were referring to.
Ms. Reed.
You got an explanation. Who was it that you were referring to as retarded?
Ms. Reed.
Karen Reed, the woman sitting to my left.
Yes, sir.
The subject of your investigation as a professional, correct?
Yes, sir.
As an unbiased, objective investigator, the person that you were investigating, you referred to your bosses as retarded, correct?
Again, poor language on my part.
Poor language is one way to put it. Completely offensive is another way to put it, right?
Objection.
I've got to sustain that, Mr. Jackson.
After you referred to my client as retarded, then you decided to make a comment about Mr. Iannetti, her lawyer, correct?
Correct.
And what did you say about Mr. Iannetti again?
I hate that man. I truly hate that man.
I hate that man. I truly hate him,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Correct.
You didn't say I dislike him, I disagree with him. You said I hate him, correct?
Correct, sir.
That's a visceral response to someone who's just doing a job, correct?
Objection.
Sustained. You can ask it differently.
Sure. Let me ask it this way. Were you upset or annoyed or pissed off that Karen Reed had gotten representation, legal representation, to represent her?
No, not at all. That's her right.
Well, let me ask you this. In August of 2022, you said you absolutely hate it, correct?
I don't know if he was absolutely... I didn't use absolutely, sir.
You used truly, correct?
Truly, yes.
How do you feel about him now? He's sitting right there.
I still don't care for him now.
I'll let it stand.
What did you tell your colleagues that you were looking for as you sat at almost 10 p.m. at night on a Wednesday night, August 17th, 2022, looking through Karen Reed's phone?
I didn't tell them I was looking through anything. They knew I was going through Ms. Reed's phone. I provided an inappropriate joke as an update. They knew I was going through location data, text messages, Google searches. But like I mentioned earlier, I had a stop.
Except Trooper Proctor, none of that really professional sounding stuff ended up in your comments to your bosses, did it?
Again, it was a poor joke.
Is that yes or no?
It did not, no.
It did not?
No,
as
sir.
As a matter of fact, what did you write after you talked about going through the, quote, retarded client's phone?
Objection.
I'll allow it.
No nudes so far.
No nudes so far, mm-hmm. correct?
Correct.
And you said that to your bosses?
Yes, sir.
You were looking for naked photographs of Ms. Reed on a Wednesday night as you sat in your office at 9:44 p.m., correct?
No, not correct.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever looked for naked photos of a male suspect that you were investigating?
I don't look for naked photos on anyone's phones.
But you said you were looking for nudes of Miss Reed, correct?
Like I said, Mr. Jackson, it was an inappropriate joke.
Sir, this is a citizen. She's a woman. You were supposed to be objectively investigating. Does your text message to your colleagues at Massachusetts State Police reflect an objective investigation of a citizen?
Objection.
You can get part of that question and ask it again.
Do you believe that your text messages were reflective of an objective investigator?
Objection.
I'll allow that. Do you believe that, Trooper Proctor?
I believe poor jokes have, in unprofessional language, have no bearing on the integrity and the facts and physical evidence of this case.
It's not that they don't have any bearing on the facts and integrity. It's that they have no place in a professional investigation because it shows bias, right?
Objection.
So I have to sustain that as asked. Go ahead and ask it differently, Mr. Jackson.
You weren't so much as objectively investigating Karen Reed as objectifying her, correct?
Objection.
I'll allow that.
Isn't that right?
Rephrase the question, please.
You weren't so much as objectively investigating her as objectifying her in those moments, correct?
Again, Mr. Jackson, it was a poor choice of words and a joke that I should not have texted out, but from the start of the investigation, we didn't know what we had.
And your Trooper Proctor, your point in saying no nudes so far to your colleagues in Massachusetts State Police was to suggest that you were looking for nudes and you'd update them when you found them, correct?
Incorrect.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did you find any nudes of
Again,
Karen Reed?
I didn't go through the photos, sir.
Did you find any nudes of Karen Reed?
I didn't go through the photos, sir.
So
I came
across successful in your quest.
I came across text messages from Ms. Reed to another attorney on January 29th, so I had to stop looking through her phone.
So you got sidetracked before you could get to the naked pictures of Ms. Reed. Is that what you're saying?
Sustained.
To be clear, when you sent those text messages on that group chat, those text messages included, as we said, or as you said, not one but two of your supervisors, correct?
Correct.
Were you ever reprimanded for your conduct in sending that text message?
Objection.
So that's sustained. Do we need to go to sidebar based on what you told me earlier?
We do not.
Okay, so...
I'll ask it a different way.
Okay.
Did either Trooper Fanning or Trooper Buchanan dress you down in a responsive text message in that text thread for doing something so abhorrent as looking for nudes or referring to nudes of a female suspect or subject of your investigation? Did that ever happen?
Not that I can recall.
As a matter of fact, in reference to one of the text messages in this same string, your boss, Yuri Buchanan, actually responded to the photo of Mr. Unetti, didn't he?
Objection.
I'll allow it.
He did, sir.
After you received the photo, that's when you said, I'm, quote, funny, I'm going through his retarded client's phone. Is that right?
Objection.
All this, but not too many more.
Sure. Is that correct? It's on the top of page 685.
That's correct.
And Yuri Buchanan liked that comment. Funny, I'm going through his retarded client's phone. Didn't
it? I see you laughed at an image here, sir. I can't tell if he like that comment, sir.
May I approach?
Yes.
I don't know if it's just because it's faded or... Yeah, my copy's faded.
Top 2685. You can use my copy if that helps.
All right. Thank you.
What do you see on the top of that page?
That it... Sergeant Mechanic liked it.
Liked what?
The... I'm going through his retarded client's phone, sir.
May I approach?
Yes.
I'll take my copy.
There you go.
So your supervisors at Massachusetts State Police not only didn't ride you for making comments like this, they encouraged it.
Objection.
Sustained.
Trooper Proctor, this is your direct chain of command. Is that right? Yuri Buchanan?
Yes, sir.
Did you believe that your conduct was a misuse of your authority and power as you were going through her phone in August of 2022?
Objection.
I'll allow it.
No, I had a warrant signed by a district clerk, Stoughton District Clerk, to go through Ms. Reed's phone. I don't think it was an abuse of power. I had every right to go through that phone.
Did the warrant say anything about looking for nudes of my client?
Objection.
Did it?
No,
say anything about that?
No, Your Honor.
Okay, next question.
So that would be an abuse of the power that was given to you by the court, correct?
Objection.
Sustained.
Trooper Proctor, you'd agree that the hallmark of any good investigation, as you've been taught and others in the Massachusetts State Police have been taught, is that the investigation and the investigator have to be fair. They have to be impartial. Would you agree with that?
Yes, sir.
Meaning that the investigation has to be free of conflicts, right?
Yes, sir.
The investigator has to be free of conflicts, right?
Yes.
The investigation has to be free of bias. Is that right?
Correct.
You can't be biased against the person that you're investigating. That would compromise the entire thing, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Basically, you follow the evidence. You're supposed to follow the evidence wherever it takes you, right?
Correct.
Good or bad, top to bottom, just follow the evidence and report it back. That's how an investigation is supposed to be run, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And these are things that you learn early on at Massachusetts State Police Academy and then in your detective training. Isn't that right?
It is.
Literally, it's part of an oath that you took at the academy that you will, quote, faithfully and impartially discharge and perform all of the duties incumbent on you as a Massachusetts State Police trooper, right?
Yes, sir.
You swore that oath.
I did.
When you start an investigation, everybody in that investigation should be treated exactly the same. Don't you believe that's true?
Correct.
Everybody, have you ever heard the phrase, everybody's a suspect until they're not? Right?
Objection.
Sustained.
It's especially important early in an investigation, before all of the facts are known, that the investigator is not compromised by bias, prejudice, right?
Correct.
Most important early in the investigation, because that's when the most things are up in the air. There's the cloud, the fog of not knowing exactly what the truth is, right?
Objection.
Sustained.
In other words, Trooper Proctor, you don't get to pick a suspect and then try to find evidence to support your choice, right?
Correct.
But in this case, it's exactly what you did, isn't it?
Absolutely not.
All right, Mr. Jackson, why don't we end for today?
This is as good a place as any. Thank you.
Okay, all right. All right, so folks, we're off tomorrow. Those same three cautions. Please do not discuss this case with anyone. Don't do any independent research or investigation into this case. If you happen to see, hear, read anything about the case, please disregard it and let us know. We'll see you Wednesday morning. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right now, it's anticipated will be full days of testimony with short lunch breaks. Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right, jury out.
More raw courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed is coming up from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Press subscribe so you don't miss a minute.